I'm George Walker. Saturday in Columbus, David Bowden leads the orchestra in Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4. Pianist and IU faculty member Norman Krieger will be the soloist in the concerto. In its day, it was described as the most admirable, singular, artistic, and complex Beethoven concerto ever. Norman Krieger is with us to expand on that description.
Yes, this concerto, I would say, Beethoven really mastered the, the relationship between the sound of the piano and the tapestry of the orchestration. The first three concerti are magnificent, brilliant works, but this particular work somehow, I think, transcends just about anything Beethoven wrote before that for piano and orchestra, without question, because, first of all, the key, G major, is a very, very special vibration. You know, if you play a G major chord and you look at repertoire that was written in G major, like Schubert's G major, the Great Sonata, Bach's Preludes and Fugues in G major, the violin works, the string quartets, there is something very spiritual about the key. And it has almost an elevated character. And his piano writing in this particular piece is extraordinary because you're basically playing most of the time in the dynamic range of piano or pianissimo, and occasionally forte, and, you know, very rarely fortissimo. So that being said, it's probably one of the most lyrical pieces Beethoven wrote. I mean, there's an extension of melody, prolongation of harmony, and, you know, physically playing this concerto is fascinating as a pianist because your hands are basically closer to the keys than they normally would be, because the sound that you want to evoke from the piano itself is almost consistently transparent. You are blended into the orchestral fabric in a way that is really almost impossible to describe in words.
Many other composers have decided that they wanted to write a solo part for this particular concerto. But Beethoven wrote two.
The second cadenza that he wrote, which I am playing, it's like a revelation, really, because it starts out with this motive. It unravels into these harmonic transformations, really. I mean, it's almost thematic transformation. You know, the first movement certainly is a celebration of creation, celebration of love, celebration of kindness, compassion, empathy, humanity. The second movement, you know, it couldn't be more different. I mean, it's really the two extremes of the human condition, which is one is very raw, primitive, and austere, and the solo piano part is completely the opposite. It's almost a quiet response that is just the absolute opposite. Without screaming, there is this choir, really this chorale in the piano writing, which is just a very quiet voice responding, almost like a very patient parent, you know, with a child that's out of control. And the response is with great concern and compassion, and it's elevated. The last movement, you know, is just, you're already in the celestial stratosphere. I mean, it's just, you can see angels dancing, you can see all of this magic in the universe, the vibrations, the different harmonic keys. I mean, you know, and I think that's why we all love this concerto, because it reminds us of the best parts of humanity, I think, and why we're here and what opportunities we have to do good. It's just a great celebration.
A great celebration. Norman Krieger, the pianist for the Beethoven Fourth Concerto with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic Saturday night. Also on the program, Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5. I'm George Walker.